And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is General Kalin's show. I'm here along with Phil Henry, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard. And we're here to...
And we're here to do the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Today on the show, we have special guests Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. They'll be talking about... they'll be reviewing the Oscars ceremony from last night with the sound turned down.
Also... Wait, what is this?
Hold on, Margaret.
Yeah, and also we've got Ted Bell, who has just found out, much to his chagrin, that Phil Henry is vegan.
Yeah! All ahead on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray, and my first question is, can we...
Thank you, Bud, for that nice musical intro there, man. Great engineer.
Thank you.
Yes, Margaret?
What is this story that I just heard here that Bobby and Steve Dooley... What is this?
Bobby and Steve Dooley... You know, I'd say the proposition.
They did what?
No, they came to with a proposal last week. They said, can we review the Oscars? I said, well, you know, that'll be like show number 643,000 of Oscar review shows.
And if anyone reviews the Oscars, I do. What are you trying to pull here anyway, Phil?
Nothing. I'm not trying to pull anything. I'm just saying that if we wanted to do the Oscars...
Look at you stumbling. You're stumbling. You're nervous. You're swelling. There's sweat on the upper lip right there. Let me see. See right there?
Margaret, don't put your freaking... What happened there?
Yeah, you almost put your elbow on a space bar and you would have stopped the recording and everything.
Oh, get a load of him, will you?
Margaret, he's looking out for the technical end of the show. You're right, bud. Sorry. What was your question?
My question is, if you did a Oscar review show, why was I not asked?
Margaret?
Why was I not asked?
Margaret, you were not asked because I didn't plan on doing one. Bobby and Steve came to me and said, can we do an Oscar review show? And guess what I said to them?
You said yes?
No, I said, Margaret does that. They said, well, we have an angle. I said, what? They said, we'll do one with the sound turned down on the TV.
What, are they trying to be cute?
No, their point was that they wanted to see if these people really are great actors. They don't need to, we don't need to hear them. Just watch their emoting facial expressions and so forth. And I said, well...
And you went ahead and you gave a green light to that Hmong? Brother, you really... You know something, Phil? You are lost, my friend. You are spiritually lost. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
How you doing, Phil? Picking up the news copy that I've got. So I'm spiritually lost, huh?
Oh, she's just jealous.
I'm not jealous of them? Hoo-hoo! There's a hot one.
Well, Ms. Gray, it's just it's experimental, you know.
I think Bobby and Steve wanted to get on the show as a... This is their idea. So we'll be hearing from them. Hold on. We'll be hearing from them.
You said we'll be hearing from men.
We'll be hearing from them. And then we've got Ted Bell... this is far more serious because he's threatened to pull his... I think he has pulled his advertising, right?
Yeah, Mr. Bell said that he would be... I mean, it's hard to know, but he said he was considering pulling advertising because he was very disappointed in everything and how everything, you know, and how everything was going. I don't know, but...
David Hall is on the phone.
David G. Hall, who is vice president of syndication.
Don't be so nervous, bud. Hey, David. Hi, it's Phil. What's going on?
I got a call. You know, what's going on is... And you are okay with me doing this on the air?
Yeah, I told him you'd be okay with it.
You're talking about me, or you?
I'm talking. I said I told him that I told you that he'd be okay with it.
Right. He told me.
Wait a minute. Yes. What am I going to say no to you?
You have. Here's the whole thing.
Yeah, I have in the past, but I didn't this time.
Right. Here's the whole thing. Ted Bell called me. On Thursday of last week, it was Thursday, and if I've got my time right, Bill Belhaven is my... Bill, do you see that?
I'm right here. Let me get the book out.
Thanks. Bill Belhaven's with me. We're on our way to San Diego, Phil, for a conference of a program manager. Yeah, here it is. Here. He called me late Thursday night about 10:30, and...
Wait. Hold on for just a minute.
And he... What?
Hold... Wait. What is this 10:30 stuff?
Right here.
That's what he wrote down.
Who wrote this down?
Bill Belhaven, Bill. I wrote down 10:30 because it's...
Mr. Henry, that's what you have already adjudicated. You have said it must be 10:30 for any comedy.
It's a comedy time check.
Yeah, we're just doing what you want us to do.
Okay, so he called it about 10:30.
Yeah, and he said, hey, what's going on with Henry? Hold on, watch out. What? Bill's driving, and...
I got my stuff together.
What are you guys doing, man?
We're on the I-5 on our way to San Diego. How many different ways do you want me to say it?
Well, it sounds like you're just cautioned as...
Oh, we're going by that U.S. officer station. How you doing? Hey. Do you know the guys that look for illegals? We just went by there.
Yeah, didn't want to run afoul of the officer.
So,
would you just not give him the phone and you talk?
Sure. I mean, that's what I'm doing.
Okay? He's just putting the phone in front of me. Let me have the phone, Bill.
Bill Belhaven, say hello. I don't think I've met him.
Bill's been my assistant. Hey, say hello to Mr. Henry.
Oh, Mr. Henry, I've been an assistant.
That's enough. So, Phil, what happened was I got a call from Ted Bell.
Yeah, I know. Late Thursday night, about 10:30.
You talk much, man? Late Thursday night?
He's been doing this for the last 4 days. I don't know what's going on with Phil. I really think there's something psychically wrong with him. He even got called out on Facebook, what is your name?
Mr. Hall.
Yeah, Mr. Hall. He was called out on Facebook by listeners saying, is there something going on with you, Phil? People are worried about him.
Phil, what's going on?
Look.
What's going on?
People are worried.
Jesus, Margaret.
Margaret, what was that?
I'm worried about you.
What are you worried about?
For the first time in I don't know how many years, you don't have a girlfriend. So what?
God, Mr. Henry, I mean, that's weird. How come you don't...
God, what's going on? What's going on with you?
So I don't have a girlfriend. So what?
Yeah, Bull, something's happening with you, man. You're losing it. You're losing your ability. You're losing your own sense of self-confidence. You're losing your own...
I'm not losing... All right, the conversation's over here, okay? If I have to stop the show, I'll stop the show.
Wow. Are we going to Laguna Beach? We're going to San Diego. Are you an idiot? Phil...
I don't want to hear from Bill Belhaven either.
All right, Bill, shut up.
By the way, is there any relation to Walter Belhaven?
You related to Walter Belhaven?
I never heard of him.
No? What, did you just grab that last name out of the air?
Yeah, I guess so. So here's the thing. So Ted calls you.
Ted Bell calls me and he says, I just heard the word. I just got it, you know.
Yeah, I know, late Thursday night at 10:30.
Right, that Phil Henry's a vegan! And this guy, who's one of your prime sponsors, Phil, guess what he does? Take a wild guess at what he does.
Runs a steakhouse.
Hey! Look at to quote the movie, look at the big brain on Phil, as long as we're talking about the Oscars and, you know, and everything like that.
You look at the big brain on, no kidding.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, how about that big brain, huh?
Okay, great. So everybody knows that one line from Pulp Fiction. Now what?
Now what? Now you got to make things right with this guy. If you're a vegan, Phil, you're going to have to make it so, even though you're a vegan, it's okay to go to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I have never put down anybody going to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I've never prohibited it. I've never said to my listeners, don't go because I'm vegan. If you eat meat, you eat meat. I don't judge people for it. I know why I don't eat meat.
Well, why don't you eat meat?
I don't want to get into it.
Okay, fine.
Wait, do we have Ted coming on?
We do have Ted Bell coming up here in another segment.
All right, well, then you'll talk to Ted about it.
That's right. That's right.
And I guess I didn't need to be here, did I?
No, not really, but...
So I thought it was prudent of me to call Mr. Hall.
Thank you, Bud. It was very, very prudent of you. You're right.
Well, you and Bill Belhaven, who's not related to Walter, have a great time.
Phil, what is with you?
There's nothing with me. You guys are out of your minds, man. You guys are flipping out. You know, you cats are just... You represent in a lot of ways my insecurities. That's why I give you these voices. But there's nothing wrong. There's nothing...
We've got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back after these words. Are you looking for a great automobile? An automobile that doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg? A car that will take you wherever you want to go and then some? A car that's good on gas and is as comfortable to drive as anything you put your feet on and put your hands around? Well, at Ross Gimco's OK Used Cars, quote-unquote, we've got the ride of the lifetime for you. The car that's perfect for you. We have to call them used cars. We could say Ross Gimco's cars. People will then ask, why are you covering up the used part? No, we're right out in front. They are used. They were driven by other human beings. Someone other than you had their rear end in that seat. Someone other than you operated the automobile, all right? But we've got our own service plan. We've got our own mechanics. We've got the friendliest salespeople you ever met in your life. In fact, we think we've got the friendliest human beings. Yes, the friendliest human beings you've ever met in this or any other life, if you happen to subscribe to those kinds of beliefs. I'm Ross Gimco. I left that to the end. I didn't even tell you who I was. I am. I'm him. I'm Ross Gimco. Me, I.
Ross Gimco cars. Yes, they're used, but these are rides of a lifetime. Come see Ross. We're right below the big honey bear sign there on I-15, right? Just below the big honey bear sign where it has that big arrow that says, go here for Indian stuff, right? Ross Gimco cars. They're used, but they're used. Yeah, okay, sure. They're just like new.
Just like, yeah, I was gonna say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show here at El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Mr. Henry.
All right, now we have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the phone, and oh, by the way, there was a phone call that I received, and this had to do with something that Bobby and Steve They'd requested this. It's an interesting thing. We hadn't heard this in a long, long time. They said, how come we don't get to have our theme song? And
here it is.
Oh, my God. Here it is. Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association joining us. They just wrapped up, if I'm not mistaken, they wrapped up a... what did they wrap up there, man? It was a...
I think it was like a homeowners association meeting of some kind.
Okay. Bobby, are you there? I
We're right here, Phil. Sorry. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear that again. Yeah. Listen to that. Don't do that, Steve. You sound like a... You need like a job separating clothing at a good...
Oh, I need a job at Goodwill, is what you're saying.
That's what I was trying to say.
Anyway, thank you very much. It's great to have you guys on the line with us here. And you're at a homeowners association meeting that just broke up, right?
Yeah, and also, Phil, we're in the final stages of our Wintertacular, which is next weekend. I missed... did I say it was this past weekend? I misspoke. It is this weekend, February, whatever it is. Steve, do you know?
I'm not familiar with the...
You're not familiar with the calendar? Jeez.
Yes, I am, honey, but...
Well, what's the date then, homeboy?
Hey, Bobby, no sense in talking that way to people. Tomorrow's the 10th, we get the 18th. Well, hold on, I've got it.
Hurry, hurry.
Wait a minute, 17, 16, 15, 14, the 14th.
Yeah, that's right, the 4th, September the 14th.
February.
I'm sorry, February the 14th.
All right, so coming up this Friday night, February the 14th, is our Wintertacular. Lots of things. We have the Winter Princess procession, right? Dun, 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 dun. I know you thought it was the Highway Patrol theme, Phil, but we did some research on it, and you were right. It is. But we decided to use it anyway, and we just took out the part where the man goes, you know, law enforcement, in some states it's the Rangers.
Yeah, we just cut that part out.
Isn't that great? Okay, well, now that we can move past that, Bobby, agreed.
Well, okay, let's just move past it. God.
I'm sure it's not like we're stupid, you know.
Yeah, it's not like we're...
It's not like you're stupid?
Right.
Okay, no, you're not. But we have to move on now to why you're on the show. And you're on the show because not because of the Wintertacular and not because of any of that stuff. You're on the show because you watched the Oscars?
We watched the Oscars with the sound down, yeah.
And we took notes.
Now, this was, I thought, a really good idea. It was creative and inventive. It's something that you would do yourself, Mr. Henry, when we listen to the shows, what you do. And we thought, oh, this would be fun.
Yeah, we thought it'd be fun, so we looked at it with the sound down.
And
what was the first, give me your biggest impression. What, did you see anything glaring that made it different from watching it with the sound up?
Yeah, what you notice when the sound is down, when people sing, first of all, are they talking to someone? There was a lady on the stage. I don't know who she was.
It might have been a man.
No, it was a...
Yeah, you don't even know the difference of a lady or a man?
Yes, I do.
It was a lady, and she was on the stage by herself, and her mouth was going like this. In other words, it was long extended, and I said to Steve, you know what? I'll bet she's singing.
Well, isn't that a brilliant deduction?
And I said, who is that?
It was Margaret.
Do you mind, Miss Gray?
All right, fine, but anyone can see, Bobby.
Do you mind, Miss Gray?
Go ahead.
And...
ruining it for us.
Go ahead. So you saw the woman, and you had the sound down, and she's going,
Well, she wasn't doing that.
No, but I'm, because we're doing audio here, you could see her mouth sort of slowly forming a word.
Yes, exactly. So when I'm thinking she was singing, but I don't want to say for sure, she was going like, look, what's the...
Like if you were going to say, hello, Mr. Henry, and you looked at yourself in the mirror, you would see your mouth going, yeah, like that. And so I said to Bobby, I think she's singing.
Well, the tip-off might have been...
Hold on for a minute.
Hold on, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
And I said to Bobby, I think she's singing. Bobby said, is there anyone you see that she's talking to? At that time, she was in the kitchen.
I was making a pineapple dip, and I was cutting up some apple quarters.
Yeah. So...
Oh, you were in the kitchen. You weren't even watching.
You know something, Margaret?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was in the kitchen, and I was carving up apple quarters. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so Bobby says to me, is she talking to anyone? And I looked, I said, I saw one person, and that was the person that might... There was one person who looked, and then the other person was this lady going,
We decided, and we could be wrong, that she might have been singing. But here's the thing about that, Phil. You don't know. You know, you can only wildly guess what people are really doing when the sound's turned down. Like a moment ago, we saw a man running. We saw things explode.
But at no time did we know it's a war movie.
At no time were we aware it's a war movie.
You didn't get tipped off by the uniforms they were wearing.
What uniforms?
Yeah, they were wearing green boots.
They were wearing green knee boots, and some of them had flat-looking helmets, but no war that I'm aware of had the kind of helmets what they had.
Remember the Academy Awards, and we said, okay, let's see if that wins, and it didn't. The other movie called
Parasite, but we didn't know if that was the movie because they were all Asian people, and we thought, is this best foreign language? You see, Miss Henry?
Yeah, but if you were saying, Jesus.
I heard that.
This is idiotic. You didn't know whether Parasite was a foreign language or whether it was nominated for the...
Again, Ms. Gray, I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. Shut up. All right.
Oh, is that right? All right, both of you guys, I'm telling you, will be off this show forever. It shouldn't matter, but it does.
It won Best Picture. The reason why
we know is when they come on stage, they brought out all these Asian people, and we go, there's no way in hell they bring out all those people if all you win is the foreign language picture.
Exactly. And so, and then they panned back, and there was a big sign that said Best Picture. So there was that period there of, oh, I don't know, several minutes where we didn't know. Okay?
All right. I thank you very much.
Don't you have any commentary?
No, I don't. It's a wasted, it was an entirely wasted segment because what you guys were looking at was anything that anybody could tell was the best picture, for instance, and you could tell that someone was singing. You don't have to have the sound up on any of that.
Oh, really? When's the last time the best picture of the year had a bunch of Asians on the stage?
Yeah, talk about it, Mr. Ernie. Come on, let's go.
Go on, let's go.
I don't know. Maybe never. The best picture of the year had a lot of Asians on the stage. I don't know. What about, wasn't there a Tora, Tora, Tora?
Oh my God, a World War, an anti-Japanese movie. Get a look.
That takes a real parrot in you, Mr. Henry.
All right, well, anyway, thanks very much. It was a movie called Parasite. Highly honored, well-received across all of the barriers of time and space. And
what?
I'm talking about the movie that you thought was the best foreign language movie because it had a lot of Asians on stage.
We did this, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henry asked us to do, to review the Oscars with the sound turned down.
And this is the best you got for me. You got a guy who was on stage going, ah. Yeah, so you thought he was singing.
If you people are laughing at us.
Well, Ms. Dooley, what do you think?
You almost called me Ms. Gray.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I did, because the two of us, what? Nothing at all, for Christ on a crutch. I'm just saying, Ms. Dooley, if you think we're going to take seriously you going, hey, I saw a guy on the stage going, maybe he was singing, I don't know, and then a bunch of Asians came out, maybe it was best foreign language movie. Oh.
Oh, okay, so all of you people are... You know what, Phil? I do the very best that I can with what I got, and what I got is him.
I'm Steve Dooley.
All right, it was a great job, but unfortunately, it didn't live up to expectations. Thank you very much.
Okay, so that's... So we go off, hey Steve, we go off with egg on our face again.
Yeah, we go off with something dripping off our face again.
Yeah, well, that's not the first time.
I understand what you mean by that. You mean money shot, don't you? You mean a guy get...
Thank you very much. The Dooleys there with their review of last night's Academy Awards with the sound turned down. So when you see a guy going, yeah. Phil, that is grotesque looking. That means he's singing. He's not just talking slow to somebody. And just because there's a stage loaded full of Asians doesn't mean it's the best foreign language film.
Right.
And by the way, I want to make a comment. Al Pacino looked disgusted. Was he not nominated for anything?
I don't know why.
Well, he looked disgusted at the end of the... Not because of Parasite. I think he just was sorry he came. So,
how do you know that? Yeah, you said, Mr. Pacino, he didn't look happy when he was being interviewed on that one, on the Irishman.
What the hell did he just say?
Talk about when he was on the Irishman, they had that little interview segment there at the end with Robert De Niro.
All right, with Joe Pesci and with Martin Scorsese and with Al Pacino, yes. No, when I saw that, it looked to me like, it wasn't that he looked disgusted, it looked like he was being picked on by Joe Pesci.
Yeah, see, that's what you were saying. Yeah, so you're giving a negative turn on, giving a negative spin on it.
Yeah, that's me. We'll be right back, folks. The world famous Phil Henry Show. We have Ted Bell, who's going to rip me an ass because I'm a vegan.
Boo-hoo.
The world famous Phil Henry Show. Brought to you in part by Num Nut Chewing Gum. Mm-mm. Extra squeeze of juice in every pack. Num Nut Chewing Gum. Chew it and forget it. Num Nut Chewing Gum freshens your breath. Freshens your breath. Freshens your smile. Makes you someone people want to see again. Someone people want to greet again. Makes you an individual people are welcome to see one more time, and they don't run when they see you approaching. Num Nut Chewing Gum freshens the breath, freshens the teeth, and has that extra squeeze of juice in every pack. When they ask you who you are, just identify yourself with your gum. Num Nut from Beechwood.
Speed.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show in El Pacifico in Southern California. Don't forget to go to facebook.com/Phil Henry, PHANS, to tell us who you want to see in the next bar fight. That's right. Go over to what happened there, man.
I think it's like the two or three different takes.
Anyway, or go to twitter.com/Phil Henry Show, our show page, and tell us who you'd like to see throw down on our next bar fight with two fighters from our show you'd like to hear, see, etc. Let's go over there and give us your vote. And we, of course, will draw the night of the fight. We will draw from all of those names and draw the name of someone who picked the winner correctly. And you have an opportunity to go through our store and pick a couple of items out. What do you think about that?
I think that's classy. A lot of people like that.
Right. By the way, we're still waiting on Mike Apple and Colleen Barbara. Remember, do you guys remember commenting in our comment section? Because we remember you. And Mike, you're one of our top fans, you think? Yeah! All right, Ted Bell is going to join us now here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, a guy that needs no introduction, although we're going to go ahead and give him an introduction because Ted is, he's just one of those guys. Ted Bell!
Ted Bell here at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. Enjoy yourself a steak. Enjoy yourself a Ted. Enjoy yourself the miniature chicken. Enjoy yourself the long bone, the big, thick long bone. It's the long bone, the Kansas City steak, of course. But what difference does it make? Because apparently I'm a...
Hey, Ted, listen, man. I don't know what happened. You didn't have the common courtesy to call me.
What are you talking about, man? I placed three calls to your phone.
I don't get any... Do you have a new number?
Yes, I got a new number.
Then how am I supposed to know it's you?
Oh, well, excuse me. Mr. Henry just doesn't answer any old number that comes in. It has to identify, right?
No, that's not true at all. If I know the number, man, you don't have to have a... I don't necessarily have a name attached to it, but the fact is...
Well, what kind of a number would you answer where a name isn't attached?
Yeah, but, you know, what kind of a number would you answer?
For instance, I got a call today from a company that I'm dealing with. Now I know they're what city they're in, and I probably don't have to put a name to that. I know the number that I was looking at. I know the name of the company. You know, and you, Ted, are a recognizable entity to me, for God's sake. I've known you for years. But what do? You turn around, go behind my back. You go to my boss. Not my boss, but...
You don't have a boss. You keep telling everybody you're the guy that runs the show. So even...
Oh, come on, Ted. Stop that.
Well, I'm a little bit... You're out there telling everybody you're a vegan. And the reason why you're a vegan is because you don't believe in cruelty to animals. And guess who one of your sponsors is? Ted Bell!
Hey, Ted, you're not going to get any customers doing that.
I think a lot of customers got my back on this. I think a lot of customers are outraged. Patsy and Bill Flanahan came in the other night.
Who are they?
I don't know. I just made the name up. But you know who they are. They're very wealthy. They're a Beverly Hills social couple. They are. He's a producer.
Well, what's his name?
I can't remember.
So you just made up Steve Flanahan.
Yes. Hey, listen, people, sometimes when a name escapes you, the best thing to do is just come up with a name, and then later on you'll get the right name.
All right, well, would you mind finding the right name for me?
Not right now, I'm not going to do it.
No, but at some point.
Okay. But right now, their name, I don't know, we'll call her Bill and Patsy Flanahan. And they came in and they said, we were listening to Phil the other night. And
now this is where you first heard it.
Yes. And we were listening to Phil the other night, I said, yeah. And they said, did you know he's vegan? And I said, ha-ha, isn't that funny? Come on, let me give you another drink. I said, Steve or Phil or whatever fake name I'm using right now. I said, I don't think you've had enough to drink. And I was going, ha-ha-ha. He said, no, I'm not kidding you. And he was drunk, but I found out he was telling the truth. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on. Ted, just address yourself to me. You're talking about this Bill Flanahan or whatever?
No, Steve Flanahan.
That's not his right name, though, right?
No, it's not.
Well, then what difference does it make?
All right.
And he said to you that did you hear the Phil Henry show, and you thought he was drunk?
Yeah, well, he's always drunk every time he comes in with his wife. He and his wife are both plastered. I mean, they can barely stand up when they come in. Big producer, and...
Oh, maybe you don't want to tell people a guy's name's going to wind up being a drunk.
What?
Maybe you don't want to tell people what the man's name is if he's such a drunk.
Well, you guys are insisting that I tell the name.
Well, now I don't need to know the name, all right? You can tell us prior. In any event, this man said, did you hear Phil Henry?
Right. And he said, did you hear Phil? And I said, no. He said, the guy's a vegan. And I said, have another drink. And I bought him another drink. In fact, he poured it straight down just to show me that even though he was drunk, he was telling me the truth. He slammed it down. You know, you there?
All right, well, what kind of a drink was it?
Hi, General. How you doing? I haven't heard you.
Well, you know what? I was taking care of a few things, if you don't mind.
All right.
What kind of a drink was it?
It was a vodka, a gimlet, or something like that.
And he slammed another one of those, and then he said to you what?
Then he said to me, okay, I've had the drink. I'm going to tell you again. Phil Henry's a vegan. He was talking about being a vegan, and he's a vegan because he doesn't believe in animal cruelty. I'm Ted Bell.
He said, I'm Ted Bell.
No, I'm tagging...
You're tagging your stay. All right.
Don't need to do that right now.
No, you don't need to do that. Do that at the end of your appearance.
All right. Well, where's Phil?
I said I'm doing it.
I'm over here. I'm letting, Margaret do it because you thought I was too emotional or Margaret did it or somebody.
Well, I'd rather talk to Phil about this, Margaret.
All right. So long as, Phil, you don't start dropping the ball on this thing.
Hey, I'm not going to drop the ball. I did not pull your advertising. Nobody with my show pulled it. You did. You pulled your advertising. In fact, you might have pulled the advertising. We just, out of courtesy, played your jingle.
Well, Phil, I would hope so. Okay, the many years that I've been in advertising your program,
tens of dollars.
Not quite, no.
You're going to say tens of thousands. No, it isn't. Tens of dollars. How much money do you think you've spent with me?
Well, you know something, Phil? Even if I knew the answer to that question, I'm not about to spill it out here all over the dock like the Kinder Boy, okay? A lot of money.
Okay, but it's not so much money that you should be accorded all of this regal treatment. Look, friend, I didn't do anything to your commercials. I didn't do anything on the air. I didn't reference Ted's of Beverly Hills. I made a passing reference to the fact that I'm a vegan on some show somewhere.
Well, when was this, okay? Because I got a lot of this guy Flanahan and his wife. They both, yes, they were barely standing, but they both said...
And you're getting information from people that are barely standing. These are alcoholics.
Oh, really? Why did you go tell Bill and Sandy Flanahan, whatever the hell they're... Tell them they're alcoholics, one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood, and you're going to tell this guy he's a crawling, stinking alky, huh?
We don't even know what the guy's name is. We don't know who he is. What difference does it make? You're the one that's identifying him as a crawling, stinking alky.
Well, that's true. However, even if I did know his name, I'd have to tell you what his name is, but I'd hide the fact that he was drinking. But here it is, okay, Phil? He came in. He's the one. Are you denying it?
I'm not denying the fact that I can't even say that I'm vegan, no.
So you are denying it.
I can't say I'm 100% vegan, so I would say that I'm denying that I'm 100% vegan.
He didn't say that. He said you're a vegan. Are you? Are you?
If it means always not eating meat, then I would say no, because I eat beef jerky when I'm really low on blood sugar. Say that again.
You do what?
When there have been times when I haven't had anything to eat and the blood sugar thing's getting to me, and I got to get my blood sugar right, beef jerky... Raw protein is something I'll eat, yeah.
Oh, what a hypocrite, man.
Hey, look at man, this alcoholic producer, Mr. Big Time, whoever he was that came in, he's the guy that said I'm a vegan.
He said, and this is a guy that wouldn't lie to me.
Even though he was barely standing.
Yeah, well, okay, so he was barely, what does that mean, he's gonna lie?
Yeah, I think he might get some things wrong.
Look at, I got the whole crew ganging up at me, I love this, you know? You had Chedilia on last week, and you had Rudy on last week, and they gave you one of the great bar fights of all time.
No, they did not. There was racial epithets. There was homophobic slurs. It was a scandal.
Oh, big deal.
Are those guys in there tonight?
If they were, I'm not going to let them talk to you. Because you know what? No, Rudy. No. Look, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to say hello. All right. Yes, Chef. I just want to say hello.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
You don't keep me in the kitchen like I'm some barefoot bitch, you understand?
I understand. Say you understand that.
I understand.
What is going on over there? You sound like you had bigger problems than Phil being vegan.
No, the biggest problem I got right now is the perception in my audience, my customers, that you don't like my food.
One couple.
A power couple from Beverly Hills.
Okay, Ted, I'm hanging up on you.
I'm sorry. I swear to God, I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Got Bobby Dooley on the phone.
Who?
Bobby Dooley on the phone.
We got Bobby. Can we take a phone call from... Hold on for just a minute, Ted.
No, wait. Hold the phone here, friend. If you're going to have anybody on the phone, you're going to have me on there with them, okay? So if it's Bobby Dooley, I'm going to be on there.
Bobby, I got Ted Bell over here right now.
Oh, okay. Well, Ted, how are you doing? Listen, I wanted to call in, first of all, Phil, and thank you for having us on the program. I don't really like being hung up on. I understand that I can't hang up.
He does that all the time, you know, Miss Dooley.
Right. I'll be with you in a minute, Ted. I know that I can't hang up, but I don't like you cutting me off like that. And I just heard from Janice Greeley and some of the girls from the Circle of Taste, that's what you did.
I'm sorry, Bobby. Sometimes we got to get going, you know.
That's fine. You can get going, but I'm not a big fan of that.
You know, he does the same thing to me.
Would you excuse me for a minute? I'm talking to...
This is my interview segment, okay?
You know something? The thing I hate most about you, Ted, is that you sound like such a fag sometimes. You know what?
Get Ted. Where's Ted? Okay, we got him back on the line. Ted, I'm sorry about that, man, but...
Oh, my God. I hope to God you never have that woman back. What happened to her?
She has a tendency to be profane, and in that instance, obscene, and...
You know what, Phil? I'm going to leave you with this, all right? Be grateful that you've got me as a sponsor, and you've got... Who else do you have? You got that Fraser Foods... And you used to have Ted Catton's health wagon. I bet you he's long gone.
We don't really need you. We have a wonderful sales staff at Podcast One. We have great subscribers. We love you, Ted, but if you're going to dump out on me, I guess that's what you're going to do.
Oh, you don't really need me.
Yes, we do need you. You got great name value, but what am I going to do, man? I didn't do what you said I did. I didn't go out and run around telling anybody that I was a vegan.
And you got this Dooley woman calling me the F word.
That was absolutely wrong. You're absolutely right, yeah. Absolutely wrong. You're absolutely right.
I gotta tell you something, Phil. Some things aren't funny.
I didn't think it was funny. What?
She called back, okay?
If she lets out with one more epithet of any kind, I'm gonna be one pissed off human being, okay?
You were gonna put this woman back on the air?
Yeah, Bobby.
Phil, listen, I am sorry. Ted, I'm sorry, all right? I didn't want to call you that. It's just that you make me so angry sometimes, Ted.
You really get a kick out of that, don't you? Butching them up. The audience likes it. What can I tell you? What does that mean? Nothing. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, we were not ready to do a show tonight. You can hear Mr. Bell and Ms. Dooley. And there's something wrong with that Dooley woman, obviously. She's demonically possessed.
Yeah, she just, you know, gets so angry she loses her femininity.
Yes, she literally loses her gender and becomes...
Yeah, like, becomes a big, fat, like, hairy oil worker or something.
Yeah, like a roughneck. Yeah. Well, thanks, folks. That's a Monday show for you right there, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you to Bobby and Steve Dooley. We thank also, of course, Ted Bell. We thank... Chef Chidilli, we heard you in there, as well as Rudy Canoza. Yes, thank you, everyone. And don't forget, again, go over to twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show to tell us the next bar fight you'd like to hear. Or you can go to facebook.com/Phil Hendry, PHANS. Vote who the two fighters you'd like to hear most. Who are they? And we'll count up the tally and see who we have for our next bar fight, which will be on Tuesday the 14th. Right? What is it? No, it's not. That's not it. It's Tuesday the 18th. I'm sorry. Yes, Tuesday, February 18th will be the big bar fight originating from here, the world-famous PhilHendryShow.com. I'm Mark Gray. Not shorthand, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. My name is Rob Lef.
Yeah, and I'm Buddy.
And I'm Jen Grace. So they did shorthand even though I asked them not to. I'm Phil.
You're Philin.